The white paper shows Golden Valley Electric Association residential rates going up about 50% since 2006 and predicts future hikes as oil and natural gas prices rise and regulation of coal-fired power plants tightens. Alaska Environmental Power Managing Partner Mike Kraft believes more wind energy is part of a solution.
The bottom line is, if you can displace diesel with wind, you've saved money.
Golden Valley Electric currently buys 2 megawatts of power from AEP's Delta Wind Farm and generates a bunch more from its own wind project at Healy. But most of the co-op's power is either locally generated from coal and oil-fired plants or purchased over the intertie from Anchorage-based natural gas-fired producers. Kraft would like to expand AEP's Delta Wind Farm and sell the co-op 24 megawatts under a long-term contract. He maintains GVEA could simply idle back its oil-fired generators in North Pole when it's windy in Delta.
I will be the first to admit that wind does not blow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. However, if the wind resource is as strong as the one is in Delta, it's a fairly easy proposition to integrate that wind power. As the wind power becomes available, basically you turn the throttle down at North Pole. It's not rocket science.
Kraft and Golden Valley have gone back and forth over Alaska Environmental Power's proposal. GVEA President and CEO Corey Borgeson disputes Kraft's slam dunk characterization of savings, pointing to the inefficiency of backing up wind with oil-fired generators, something he likens to lead-foot driving.
It's like pushing the accelerator and pulling it off, and pushing the accelerator and pulling it off on a car. Your gas mileage goes down dramatically, and that happens as well with our power plants.
Borgeson says Golden Valley uses the North Pole oil turbines to back up wind energy because they can be adjusted quickly. He says GVEA has done modeling to figure out how much wind it can use without washing out the savings with oil backup.
The more wind you have, the bigger the engine you have to have going. And it may take 2 turbines, not just one. And you're going to have to throttle them up and back them down even more. And the other thing about throttling an engine up and backing it down and throttling up and backing it down is it wears out the engine.
Federal law requires utilities to buy energy from independent producers if it's at or below the cost of generating it themselves. But GVEA and Kraft don't agree on the numbers. Last year, Kraft turned to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska.
Basically challenged the RCA to look at 4 different issues. One of them was the cost equation that Golden Valley was using for an avoided cost. The other was the fact that the utility wanted to curtail us at any point in time for any reason, which basically kills your finance package on a project. And there were a couple other caveats in there that we challenged.
The RCA has more than a year to rule on the case. State legislators have also looked at a bill to address the independent power producer situation. Short of outside direction, Golden Valley and Kraft could come to a resolution, something GVEA's Borgeson says the utility is open to.
There's good interest at Golden Valley for putting out as much wind power as possible and being as environmentally friendly as possible. We just don't want to do it on the backs of our ratepayers.
Borgeson points to one other factor affecting whether the utility enters into a long-term contract to buy more Delta wind: the future local availability of other power sources, including natural gas. That could happen via a state-supported North Slope trucking project. Kraft maintains the gas will be expensive and contribute to long-term rate increases. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.